But I will say my family's been very good to me this year. It's been a rough year for me. I've been trying to quit smoking, and it's just going to kill me quicker than a cigarette would have. And anybody who's tried to quit knows exactly what I'm talking about. I think people who have never smoked don't understand. It is so hard. And my wife's one of them. She just goes, Bill, I don't understand. Why don't you just quit? Can't you just quit? And I go, no. And I go, why don't you quit yelling? Because you can't. And I've tried everything. I tried the gum. I couldn't keep it lit. I tried those patches, but they pulled the skin off my lips. I even tried hypnosis. That didn't work, but every Friday night I got the urge to get naked, run around acting like a chicken. I don't know what happened in that session. Finally, my wife goes, why don't you try acupuncture? And I go, whoa. I go, isn't that where they screw those little needles into you? And she said, yeah. And I said, why don't you try waking up? I go, I'm not going to let somebody screw little needles into you. She goes, Bill, it's your last chance. So, and I urge you, if you're going to try acupuncture, go to an Oriental person. They know what they're doing. It's been a science for millions of years. Don't go to, like, Bob's acupuncture. Because he's just hammering finishing nails into you, all right? So I found this doctor. Name was Dr. Chang, Oriental lady, about this big, 85 years old. And I had one question for Dr. Chang. Anybody know what that question might have been? Does it hurt? She goes, oh, no, it no hurt. From a door 3 feet away from me, I hear a grown man go, ow, ow, ow! I go, what was that? And she goes, oh, he big baby. I said, well, I'm a big baby. So the next thing I know, I'm lying on this bed in my underwear, and she has screwed a needle into the top of my head, 3 in each earlobe, 1 in each pec, 1 in each shin, and 3 between each of my toes. And I'm lying there thinking, dear God, I could use a cigarette right now. And she leaves the room, and I can hear her and her partner talking in Chinese, but I don't understand Chinese. And then they start laughing. I'm like, oh my God, they are filming this. So she comes in at the half hour mark, and I think she's gonna take the needles out. No, she puts a cotton ball on each of the ones in my legs, lights it on fire, and leaves the room. Now I'm wigging out, because all I can see is smoke coming up from between my legs, and I cannot inhale it, all right? So she finally comes in at the hour mark, and she takes the needles out, and she goes, you come back tomorrow for another treatment. I said, well, let's just book that right now. Hey, after that, I'll schedule a prostate exam. It'll just be a big old day for me. So I go home, and I'm going to take a shower because I've sweated through this whole ordeal. And I get in the bathroom, I take off my hat, and I go, ow, ow, ow. She left the needle in my head. I swear to God, and I am freaking out, man, because I look like Cindy Lou Who with that little antenna that comes out of her head. And I don't know if there's like an Oriental way I got to pull it out, and if I do it wrong, like my whole body's going to go, oh, God. So I called her and I go, Dr. Chang, you left the needle in my head. And she goes, oh, don't be big baby. Just pull it out. And I got to tell you something. I don't know if it's the acupuncture or the fact I don't want to get stuck with needles anymore. But I hadn't smoked, which led me to this thought. Thank you. It is freaky to me. When we catch our kids smoking in junior high and high school, don't suspend them. That just gives them a chance to smoke at home. Take them to the nurse's office and have little Dr. Chang waiting on them there. With a rubber band and one of those needles. And when they walk through the door, she just goes, pow, right in the forehead. And when they go, ow, she goes, see, cigarette equal pain. And you're very lucky, that one for free. Plus, I figure if I ever do start smoking again, I'll be a hit at parties because I'll be exhaling out of like 90 holes. I'll be like that guy at church.